Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
January is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and the Bromosiskwa and Otyamaska Alzheimer's Society is participating in the program N'oublions personne, designed by the Fédération Québécoise des Sociétés Alzheimer, to open up dialogue on neurocognitive disorders among those affected and their families and friends. The Fédération represents 20 regional Alzheimer's societies across Quebec. According to a national survey conducted by the firm Léger, many Canadians worry about neurocognitive disorders, but they are hesitant to discuss the issue or to seek information on the subject. The N'oublions personne program aims to provide those affected and their loved ones with earlier access to support. The program's message is clear: no one should have to face neurocognitive difficulties in isolation. Recent data demonstrate that more than 50% of all Canadians are afraid of developing neurocognitive problems. 45% are afraid of losing their independence or of becoming a burden on their loved ones. 25% say they would rather not know if they're affected by a neurocognitive disorder, and 46% don't know where to find assistance or information. According to Sophie Foisy, who's Director General of the Bromosiskwa and Otyamaska Alzheimer's Society, these data simply reveal what the society experiences every single day. Too many people put off asking questions and seeking support due to their fear or uncertainty, and yet obtaining information early can make the situation clearer as well as more hopeful. Foisy says the society's role is to accompany persons living with neurocognitive difficulties and their loved ones at every step along the way. During the month of January, the group presented testimonies, resources, and tools to inform the community and to invite people to contact the society to obtain support. The campaign's spokespersons, Anne-Elisabeth Bossé and Eric Bruneau, voiced the campaign's message in a short video to be available soon. Inspirational testimonies will be posted on Facebook and LinkedIn. A conference in January by Dr. Robert Laforce demonstrated that Alzheimer's disease doesn't always manifest itself first through problems associated with memory. The conference explored the four variants of Alzheimer's in order to improve detection and to be able to intervene more quickly. The mnemonic variant involves memory problems and is the most frequent form. The lingual form involves difficulties finding words or repeating sentences. The visual form involves perception problems like reading, orientation, and object recognition. In the behavioral form, the person displays changes in behavior and judgment. Those interested can also discover a wealth of practical advice, evaluate their cognitive health, and learn more about prevention on the website plus-tôt.ca. And the telephone line 1-888-MEMOIRE is available from anywhere in Quebec to listen to your concerns and to offer you support.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.